Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is another San Diego Comic-Con preview episode, and today I have Tom Akel from Graphite Comics joining me to talk a little bit about what Graphite Comics is and why it's so exciting, and it bodes well, I believe, for the future of comics and the comic book reading community out there, and also some of their plans for San Diego. If you plan on being at the show, if you have badges, I definitely recommend stopping by the booth, and Tom's going to give you all the reasons why you should do that. So first of all, Tom, welcome back to the show, man. It's great to have you on.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. I think saw you at New York Comic Con and then briefly at WonderCon, but that was all before this new initiative. So why don't you give everybody your quick background and maybe let them know some of your previous work as a creator, your credentials, if it were, and then we'll dive into to Graphite Comics itself.
Sure. So obviously prior to this, and it's on a previous podcast of yours, I was head of content at Line Webtoon for 3.5-4 years, where I oversaw the content offering, derivative work, our film, television, animation business, and our original titles. Prior to that, I was at Viacom for nearly 10 years, first starting Comedy Central's mobile division, then Spike TV's mobile division, where at least where it's relevant to comics, I worked with Robert Kirkman and Stan Lee and some other comic creators on not comics themselves, but ringtones and animated series and a bunch of different content for mobile media. Then moved over to MTV Digital as executive producer, and part of my role there started MTV Geek and MTV Comics. And then that's probably about as far back as it's worth going. Most recently, I'm still involved with Webtoon in the aspect of I Write Back Channel for Pound Entertainment, which was created by Stan Lee, and that continues as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So always been in the creative field, always a guy to really hustle from what I know. And also, as you mentioned, you have the comic creator cred, very well respected in the industry. I think you're amazing. I don't know how much that counts for anything. But as I said, it's
that makes you and my mom. Yeah.
Awesome. But no, it goes to show that I think you really have not only kind of the credentials, but and the respect, as I said, but you also kind of have your pulse on, as I mentioned earlier, where comics needs to go. And it's the reason I think Graphite, I'm really excited for what you guys are doing, because it's what's needed to grow the number of comic readers out there. We really need to engage the next generation. And you guys are kind of, it looks to me like you're blending technology, which has become ubiquitous in our society, with story. And you're doing it in the right way. So why don't you let everybody kind of know what Graphite Comics is?
Yeah, thank you. And obviously, I agree with that. We do need to expand the audience for comics, and that's why this company exists, because we believe there is a massive audience out there that we're currently just not tapping into. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of the background of the company, I just joined recently. I started working with the team here in November, and then came on full time just in the past few months as CCO, joining Michael Lang, our CEO, and Rick Strom, our CTO, founded the company about 3 years ago. So it's been in development for quite some time. As a platform, we boast an incredibly robust AI, which will work in a similar way to the way you consume content on Spotify or Netflix, where it, understands your tastes, understands tastes of people in circles around you, and starts to feed you content that you're interested in the more it's used, right? So just like if you come into your Netflix feed and you see, you select which user you want from your Netflix account, and you see lots of different options depending on what they consume, Graphite's going to work the exact same way as that. We also offer some features like read lists, similar to Spotify's playlists, and we have what we feel is the best and fastest image compression in the industry. It's another thing that the team here has been working on prior to me coming here for years on, and you can kind of hold our content up to anyone else's content, zoom in and check out, how high quality the images are here and how fast they load compared to other platforms. So as a tech platform, we're incredibly proud of what we have and feel like it's best in class, and we're continuing to evolve and have a deep pipeline of features that are rolling out on a regular basis, with a build coming out by the time, a new build releasing probably by the time this podcast goes live tomorrow. And in terms of the content, we're working with all forms of content, and really the first platform to truly embrace comics in all its forms. So there's comics and graphic novels, there's webtoons, there's manga, there's webcomics. There's going to be a UGC platform for users to upload their own self-published content in the next few weeks. The team's working diligently on that as well. So anything you can think of that you would like is going to be here. And we have BMIDW, Dynamite, you know, Legendary, Tokyo Pop, there's, you know, Paper Cuts, there's household brands, names within the app already, of TV shows and movies and hit Eisner-winning titles that people already know and love, along with some of the best webtoons in the world that already have hundreds of thousands of followers and readers, you know, on other platforms.
Yeah, it's one of the things that has me most excited, and what I think is really going to help Graphite kind of stand out from the crowd. I mean, we've had digital delivery platforms for comics for a while now, maybe as long as 10 years. And, you know, there's some big ones, you know, Marvel Unlimited, obviously, but it's just limited to Marvel. Comixology is probably the you know, the big 200-pound gorilla in the room. But really, Graphite, you know, you kind of touched on it there. It's really looking to do something different because of kind of a, I'll say, a broader scope of content. Because you really are drawing in some established publishers, but you also mentioned some other things you're doing, like the, you know, user generated content and, you know, webtoons, and really, when it comes to attracting users, we've got to make it as easy as possible, right? Like, they want to go to one place and sort of have it all. And is that really kind of the tack that you guys are taking? Like, if you can get everything in one place, then why? Why would you not? How would that not help us grow the reader base?
Right. You know, there's a lot of apps that offer sort of discrete offerings of different pieces of what we have in our app, and they all do extremely well. I mean, I'm a big fan of Comixology. I'm a big fan of Line Webtoon. I use those platforms daily. But there's no one place to get everything, right? And that's kind of what we're hoping, is we're appealing to all audiences and growing the comic fandom as large as it possibly can be, because you see the scale of comics and other media. I mean, people have been talking about this for years and years and years now, but it's starting to finally become a reality in terms of readership, especially in digital, that those numbers are growing and growing and growing. And we think we're entering the market at the right time in the right place, where there is no freemium comic app that has all of this content. We are the only one. You're not going to get this boom in IDW and Dynamite and all these premium publishers for free anywhere else. To the extent that we have them, and you're also not going to find all of the webtoon and webcomic content that we have elsewhere too. I mean, we just launched Nick Selleck's Heart and Brain just this past week, it became the highest read thing for a few days very, very quickly. He's on our board of advisors, and we'll be on our panel as well at San Diego Comic-Con, but he's got 4, 5, 6 million followers across social media platforms, so trying to find a home for comics that just live elsewhere on the internet, not even necessarily in other apps, but just on social media or smaller independent sites of their own, where readers can discover them for the first time and have it be very easy.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that will really bring other readers in too is that they are a fan of a particular publisher. If you guys can, you know, incorporate those publishers in some way, and knowing what I know of you, I know you're not going to rest until you've got, you know, all the big guns there. But it's a give and take. It's not, you know, just as easy to do as say, oh, we want to have, you know, Spider-Man on here. We want to have Batman. It's not, you know, there's always considerations to think about. But yeah, I think everything in one place, one app, especially with the, you know, the smart features that you mentioned with recommendations. I mean, that's, you're a comic reader, you know, there's nothing better than word of mouth, or sometimes you just, I'm looking for something to read and I'm not sure what's out there. I'm overwhelmed, and being able to have that list. Oh, if you liked Lock and Key, maybe check out, you know, Seventh Seal or something like that. I think that there's a lot of benefit to that.
Yeah, I mean, we're banking on that, right? There's probably, 20, 30, 40, 50 million Power Ranger fans out there. We have a lot of Power Rangers content. You know, they obviously are all aware of Ninja Turtles and probably some other properties, but we hope that they come in here, and after they consume that content, which, you know, they may be exposed to for the first time here, that they go and they start to read some of those other titles.
Yeah, and do you think that the future of comics, do you think it's the traditional print media? Do you think it's digital? Do you think it will continue in both? If you can, you know, consult your crystal ball, what are your kind of thoughts on that?
I think there's obvious, it's obviously you can continue in both. You know, print isn't going anywhere. You know, there's always going to be people who like having it in their hands. It's a collectible. It's art. It's not something that, you know, translates as easy to digital, which is probably why comics are sort of the last of the major entertainment forms to make its way into digital in a big way, the way that music or television or animation or video or obviously gaming, you know, it's been a much easier path for other forms of entertainment than comics. That said, the scale on the digital platforms versus the sales numbers of comic, and it's not apples to apples because people aren't plucking down $4 to buy a comic on an app the way they are in the comic store. But the scale is just, the numbers are unbelievable, right? The new readers, the growth market is clearly in digital. Every kid in the world has a phone in their pocket. Every new reader, you know, it's an unlimited comic store with you wherever you go instead of seeking one out. And that's not to say that comic stores should not have a place in this industry. They're integral to it, and none of this would exist without them. And then we're a really strong supporter of print books, and we're going to do some things in the app too to help keep that really healthy, where creators can link out to their Kickstarters if they're Kickstarting a print book. Creators or publishers or small press can link out to whoever to buy the books on any website, whether their own or larger online portal. We'll let them sell whatever they want. So we do believe that there is a strong fandom who will come in, consume something at scale and digital, and then we'll wind up going and buying it later, who wouldn't necessarily just walk into a store and try something new and drop down $20 on a graphic novel, right? But if they see it and they love it, then they'll go do it. And you see that pattern over and over with really successful Kickstarters, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I totally agree with you. It's kind of, you know, when digital first started, you know, popping up 10, 15 years ago, a lot of the retailers, you know, the sky is falling. Oh, my God, it's going to kill us. And we haven't seen that to be the case. And really, it comes down to something you said. If they love it, you know, especially when you start talking about the collector mentality or looking at art, you want to own it beyond just seeing it on a screen. You know, I know that's the case for me. I mean, I buy a ton of comics, but there are times when I'm, you know, I'm running out of space is my biggest thing. And so I don't buy as many print books as I used to, you know, but if I read something digitally, I'm like, man, this is great. I want to go and support the creator beyond just getting it digitally. And maybe I want to get it signed at some point or things like that. So the way I kind of look at it is retailers need to stop thinking of it as a competitor and just think of digital as another space to reach new readers, right? So when I was a kid, it was like the newsstand, right? Like 7-Eleven. And then I discovered direct market. I think that's how retailers need to look at it, right? Look at digital as it can be everywhere. It is ubiquitous. You mentioned it yourself. Every kid's got a phone in their pocket. Think of it as a comic book delivery system in their pocket. That's how you hook the new readers, and then you'll get them into the stores. I think that's kind of what retailers need to do, and they need to sort of embrace it and even promote digital comics, because it will pull readers in. You will get people coming in and buying hard copies print copies.
Yeah, I mean, for years, you know, when there was no robust internet, where were people reading their comics for the first time? In newspapers and in strips, where they would find and discover new series, like even Spider-Man in the Daily News for years is where I read it before I had a Spider-Man comic in my hands. You know, it's finding readers where they are, and then they'll turn into paying customers for comic shops, right? I mean, there's no, I don't see any real cannibalization happening. This is only platforms, you know, not just ours, but all the other ones we've mentioned and the other dozen or so that are out there. These create new readers for comics, not take them away.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Do you guys have any plans at Graphite to work with retailers yet? Is that something you're mindful of, looking maybe to the future of doing something in partnership with any retailers?
We very much are. Probably not directly with retailers, but we're in discussions on some things that we can do that would, like I said, you know, we want to support people buying print books after they've read something on digital and become fans of it. And we have a variety of ways that we're looking at doing that. And some of those ways would certainly drive people to comic shops.
Awesome. You did mention some original titles. Do you have any that you want to call out specifically? Any creators that have titles that are coming up soon on Graphite that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, in terms of what's up there, I mean, you know, there's a bunch of great books that are doing really, really well. These are things that have already had their accolades previously, but things like Irredeemable, Mouse Guard, Lock and Key, obviously there's High Interest in The Boys, Sunstone, Pacific War, and there's a great variety of publisher books that are just doing extremely well. There's a lot of the webtoon content is starting to surface really well. Glacius is doing extremely well. Foxfires does very, very well. Love and Life, Faded Away. These are ongoing and will be running on our platform for years. And then in terms of webcomics, you know, Heart and Brain is just killing it. Katie Cook's Gromp is up here in full color. Chris Halbeck's series are all up here, and we're continuing to roll out a ton of new webcomic creators who are elsewhere on the internet, and they're finding a home on Graphite for the first time as well. So we say we want to have content for everyone. We mean it, and it's already there. For things coming up down the road, nothing I can announce at the time. There will be some what we think are pretty exciting announcements coming in just the next few weeks. Maybe even just the week after Comic-Con. Some things that we just weren't quite ready to pull together in time prior to, you know, all the madness that goes into exhibiting and everything we're doing down at the show.
Yeah, so it sounds like eventually you will, and maybe I'm wrong to say this, but you will be sort of the Discover side of Webtoon with the user-generated content people being able to upload. Is that kind of similar to the model you're looking at doing, just a place, another place for aspiring creators to kind of get eyes on their work?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're gonna have our UGC platform launching very, very soon. Just the same way that creators can upload on Comixology, submit or Line Webtoon or Tapas, they'll be able to upload here. And we spent an extraordinary amount of time and resources dedicated to doing that, and even hired a new director of creator strategy and growth, Jim Kim, who was most recently the head of Discover over at Webtoon, and she just joined our team a week or two ago. So yeah, we're very serious about growing that platform out.
Yeah, I was going to mention Jin, because she's been on the show before to talk about the Discover site over at Webtoon, which is now Canvas. And I was going to say, yeah, so that immediately gives you a lot of kind of street cred, if you will, because Jin's incredible in nurturing new voices and getting people, getting them to put the right foot forward when they're ready to have a web strip out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, no. I mean, we knew we were gonna have a need in that role, and you know, she's probably the most experienced person in the space. So yeah, I'm incredibly excited to have her on board now.
Yeah, so let's shift gears here and talk a little bit about your plans for San Diego Comic-Con. Why don't you let everybody know? I know you guys are gonna have a big booth there. What are some of the things that are gonna go on? And I think you mentioned the panel as well.
Yeah, so we're booth 2707 on the show floor. We'll be there all weekend. We will have demos of the app available if anybody wants to see it at the booth. We're going to be doing signings every day, free signings with posters to roughly the first 100 or so people who come, because each signing is about an hour. We have a lot of our partners are coming down, so there's going to be Transformer signings, Cyberforce, Swing, Gronk, Katie Cook, Night Before Christmas Zero's Journey from Tokyo Pop. And I'm going to blank on some of these because there's so many happening. We have two of our board of advisor members who are creators, both Eisner nominated last year for Ryan Benjamin, who was nominated for the Eisner for Best Webcomic last year. For Brothers Bond is on our board of advisors, and he actually redesigned our logo for us, and he's signing a version of that as a poster. And Leanne Cressett, who's the creator of Let's Play over at Line of Tune, which is nominated this year for an Eisner for Best Webcomic, and she drew a version of our mascot as well, and she'll be signing that for free posters. Both of those are on Saturday. Nick Selleck, the creator of Heart and Brain and Awkward Yeti, is going to be at our booth doing sketches on Saturday, free sketches for anybody who comes by for an hour. And then Ryan, Benjamin, and I will do portfolio reviews at a couple times throughout the weekend. You can check the schedule for those online on our site or on our social media. Something just fell in the background here. I apologize. Okay. We're building pieces of the booth as we speak on the other side of the door here. And then our panel is on Saturday, and it's called Get Drawn In to the Next Generation of Digital Comics. And I'll be hosting Leanne Cressick, Ryan Benjamin, Nick Selleck, along with Philip Sablik, who's the president of Boom Studios, and Robert Napton, who is the senior vice president of publishing over at Legendary. And we're going to have a discussion about what the future of comics means, how creators can build scale audiences on digital and turn them into consumers, how we will be expanding this audience, and how Graphite is, you know, hoping to be the place for all that to happen. And then there's a couple other panels on Saturday. I guess the most important one to mention is that I'm on a panel hosted by ASIFA Hollywood, along with Michael Senator and Chief of Tapas and several other comics luminaries on monetizing digital comics and what the future of that looks like at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. And that should be a really good panel just about digital comics in general.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a full plate as always, Tom. So let me ask you this. What would you consider a successful show? I mean, it's the first time Graphite is exhibiting at the show. What do you guys, looking back over the weekend, what are you hoping to accomplish?
To survive it.
Always a good goal.
You know, we just want to make sure people are aware of the platform. It's our first show. It's our first exhibition. We've only been live under a month, really, with the app. So we want people to know that we exist, that this is an option for them to discover new comics for the first time, that we fully support our partners in print and all of our publishers and creators, that we have their interests first, and that, you know, everybody sort of comes by the booth and gets some great free signed posters or gets to interact with us or comes to the panel. And we kind of just get the word out there. You know, there's not a sort of hard metric on what success means for us this first time. You know, we pulled it together to be completely candid. We pulled this together pretty quickly. So we're just excited to get down there and show everybody what Graphite is.
Well, you know, I'm definitely in your corner. We need more comic readers. That's, you know, my whole goal, just get more people reading comics. And the fact that you have this amazing platform with tons of content and it's free, you know, it's a freemium platform, there's a lot to be said to that. So I'm wishing you a lot of success. Just to let you listeners
know. Thank you very much.
No, it's my pleasure. Just to let you listeners know, I am going to follow up with Tom on Sunday at the show. We'll do a quick little 10-minute and we'll find out how it went. I know you have a lot to do. I'm going to let you get back to it. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know, Tom?
Just so they can follow us on Twitter at GetDrawnIn, and on Facebook and Instagram is simply Graphite Comics. And other than that, if they're at San Diego, please come by. Again, it's booth 2707, and you won't be able to miss it. It's a big 20x10 fluorescent pink carpet. right near Viz and Dark Horse in that vicinity, so will be pretty difficult to miss. So please come say hi.
Great. I'll definitely stop by throughout the weekend, and I'll also put links to the social media in the show notes, everybody, so you can go click there to follow. And we should also mention the app is available pretty much anywhere you can find apps, right? Like the Apple Store, Google Play, all that stuff, correct?
Yep. Apple, on iOS, iPhone, iPad, Android, just search Graphite Comics, and it'll be the first thing to pop up.
Awesome. Well, I'll let you get back to it, Tom. Thanks so much. I'll see you in a couple days, and good luck with the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Jace.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.